Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a series of classes called Messages of Hope, and the title of today, the first class, is Why We All Need Hope. Inshallah, these classes will have a goal that Allah, the Almighty, has the power to initiate. We need to believe that Allah, the Almighty, He is the one who has the power to initiate the causes and bring about the results, thus changing the present and the future. We must, as true believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the clear proof in our spirits that so long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and will, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who initiates the causes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one behind all the results, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change our present and our future. The true believer whose heart is full of faith will never despair of Allah's mercy, because the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find in his faith and in the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a blessing that gives him reassurance and hope even in the most difficult moments and under severe pressure. This is actually the goal of these classes. So long you have the correct bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who initiates the causes and brings the results, be sure that even in the most difficult moments and in the very hard trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make you to have the light of hope and reassurance in your heart, inshallah. To succeed in life and to effectively deal with adversities of life, we need to have the power of hope. Hope has the healing power, and it always provides a kind of inner strength to effectively deal with all the adversities of life. This is actually the power of hope. Even if you have a lot of adversities in your life, if you have the power of hope inside your spirit, inshallah, you will have the inner strength which can help you to deal correctly with all the adversities. Hope teaches us never to give up in life, and we must keep trying with hard work. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings confidence that yes, there is always a flicker of light in darkness. Yes, light and day has to come after every night. Yes, my dreams will come true. Yes, events will turn out for the best. Yes, what I wanted can be done. Yes, Allah will not burden me beyond my scope. Yes, with every hardship there is ease. Yes, Allah will make for me an outlet from every hardship. Yes, my great glory is not in ever falling, but in rising every time I fall. Yes, what I believe I can. Insha'Allah, I will mention to you at the beginning of the class two stories. And in these two stories, I want you to try to, while I am mentioning the stories, I want you to try to reflect on these stories and try to realize what is the meaning of hope. Okay? Because in these classes, sisters, I want you to be the one to build the hope inside your spirit. None can build the hope inside your spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the belief in His oneness, through the belief in His decree, through the connection with the Quran, is giving us all the opportunities to have the hope. But to have it in reality is something has to be done by every one of us through Alhamdulillah, what we will learn from the Quran. So now I will mention to you two stories, and I will take your point of view, inshallah, and I want you to tell me what do you think about this story. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if there's, you know, it is up to you to choose to have the hope, and it is also up to you to choose to lose the hope. Okay, so let us listen to the stories, and then inshallah I will record your points of view so that we will have all one conclusion. And this story, the first one, is called Turning Your Biggest Weakness into Your Biggest Strength. It is called The Office Boy. Actually, a jobless man applied for the position of an office boy at a very big farm. The human resource manager interviewed him and offered him a job to clean the floor, and said, "You are hired, give me your email address, and I will send you the application to fill, as well as when you will start the work." The man replied, "I don't have a computer, neither an email." "I am sorry," said the HR manager, human resource manager, "if you don't have an email, this means that you don't exist. And who does not exist cannot have a job." The man left with no hope at all. He didn't know what to do with only $10 in his pocket. He then decided to go to the supermarket and buy 10 pounds of tomato. He then sold the tomato in a door-to-door round. In less than 2 hours, he succeeded to double his money. He repeated the operation 3 times and returned home with $60. The man realized that he can survive by this way. He started to go every day earlier and return late. Thus, his money doubled or tripled every day. Shortly later, he brought a truck, and then he had his own fleet of delivery vehicles. 5 years later, the man is one of the biggest food retailers in the U.S. He started to plan his family's future, and he decided to have a life insurance. He called an insurance broker and chooses a protection plan. When the conversation was concluded, the broker asked him his email. The man replied, "I don't have an email." The broker replied, "You don't have an email, and you have succeeded to build an empire. Do you imagine what you could have been if you had an email?" The man thought for a while and replied, "An office boy." You see? So the reality of the worldly life. There is always hope, alhamdulillah. And our problem is that we lose the hope, you know, very simply because we don't have the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually we don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't realize how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering every one of us. And story, it is that this man's biggest weakness has become his biggest strength. His problem was that he doesn't have an email. But alhamdulillah that he doesn't have an email. You see, subhanallah. This is what we have to realize in this story especially, you know, that your biggest weakness can become your biggest strength. You know, in the life of every one of us, there is always something we feel that it is the cause of my biggest weakness. For example, if I don't know how to speak English. For example, you know, if I am not highly qualified. For example, if I am not married, if I don't have kids. You know, whatever biggest weakness in the life of every one of us. But with the hope, you know, alhamdulillah, this biggest weakness has become his biggest strength. So this is actually the lesson that, alhamdulillah, we must always have the full confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is always a hope, always around us. Okay, this is the story number one. Any one of you has any comments? We will read story number two, and let us, sisters, again reflect on this story and try to feel the message in this story, inshallah. These stories are real stories, and what is important in this story is that while you are listening to these stories, try to remember your life and try to compare your situation and to feel that, inshallah, so long those people, they have hope, and alhamdulillah, that they can succeed, inshallah, I can be also.
This is a story about father's eyes.
Yes.
Okay. So for him. A teenager lived alone with his father, and the two of them had a very special relationship. The father believed in encouragement, even though the son was always on the bench. His father was always in the stands cheering. He never missed a game. The young man was the smallest of the class when he entered high school. His father continued to encourage him, but also made it very clear that he did not have to play football, even if he didn't want to. But the young man loved football and decided to hang in there. He was determined to try his best at every practice, and perhaps he would get to play when he became a senior. All through high school, he never missed a practice or a game. He remained a bench warmer all 4 years. His faithful father was always in the stands, always with words of encouragement for him. When the young man went to college, he decided to try out for the football team as a walk-on. Everyone was sure he would never make the cut, but he did. The coach admitted that he kept him on the roster because he always put his heart and soul at every practice, and at the same time provided the other members with the spirit and hustle that was badly needed. The news that he survived the cut thrilled him so much that he rushed to the nearest phone and called his father. His father shared his excitement and was... His father shared his excitement and was sent season tickets for all the college games. This persistent young athlete never missed practice during his 4 years of college, but he never got to play in the game. It was the end of his senior football season as he trotted into practice field shortly before the big playoff game. The coach met him with the telegram. The young man read the telegram as he became deathly silent. Swallowing hard, he mumbled to the coach, "My father died this morning. Is it all right that I missed practice today?" The coach put his arm gently around his shoulder and said, "Take the rest of the week off, son, and don't even plan to come back to the game on Saturday." Saturday arrived, and the game was not going well. In the third quarter, when the team was 10 points behind, a silent young man quietly slipped into the empty locker room and put on his football gear. As he ran into the sidelines, the coach and his players were astounded to see their faithful teammate back so soon. "Coach, please let me play. I just have to play today," said the young man. The coach pretended not to hear him. There was no way he wanted his worst player in the close playoff game. But the young man persisted, and finally feeling sorry for the young man, the coach gave in. "All right," he said, "you can go in." Before long, the coach, the players, and everyone in the stands could not believe their eyes. This little unknown who had never played before was doing everything right. The opposing team could not stop him. He ran, he passed, blocked, and tackled like a star. The team began to triumph. The score was soon tied. In the closing seconds of the game, the young man interrupted a pass. The score was soon tied. In the closing seconds of the game, the young man intercepted a pass and ran all the way for the winning touchdown. The fans broke loose. His teammates hoisted with him onto their shoulders. Such cheering you have never heard. Finally, after the stands, he emptied the team and showered and left the locker room. The coach noticed that the young man was sitting quietly in the corner all alone. The coach came to him and said, "Young man, I can't believe it. You were fantastic. Tell me what you got into. Tell me what got into you. How did you do it? The young man looked at the coach with tears in his eyes and said, well, you knew my dad died, but did you know that my dad was blind? The young man swallowed hard and forced a smile. Dad came to all my games, but today was the first time he could see me play, and I wanted to show him that I could do it. Remember, every accomplishment starts with a decision to try. Most of the important things in this world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. There was something left out.
There is also a quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again.
Thank you.
SubhanAllah, his father was blind. And his father was attending all the games. Why he was blind? You see? And he was encouraging him and telling him, try your best, and giving him the best hope. The son was getting the hope from a father who is blind. Try to think it over. This is very strange, you know. So we, the alhamdulillah, healthy people, alhamdulillah, we are never having a hope in reality. Our hope is very weak. Okay, so when you listen to a story like this, actually I was so surprised when I knew that the father is blind. How come a blind man can go to every football match and he can give encouragement and encouragement while he cannot see anything, while he is not aware what is going on? How he has this power of hope in his spirit to keep on encouraging his son? You know, and as the father was having this hope, this affects the son. So when the father died, the son was having, you know, the feeling that he must make his father happy, okay, after his death. Now, after the death, the father can see, because he was blind in the worldly life. And so he decided to play the best game for the sake of his father. You know, this is the effect of hope. This is, you know, the power of hope. It is always very effective when it is, alhamdulillah, a true one. So I mentioned to you these two stories, sisters, so that, inshallah, we will answer together the next question, what is hope? Again and again in this class, which is the first class in the messages of hope, I want you to try to reflect on the word hope. Because we always mention this word in our life, but we don't realize its meaning, we don't realize its depths, we don't realize its effect, we don't realize that you cannot live your life if you don't have a hope. Okay, the people whom they commit suicide the second they lose the hope. So the question is, what is the hope, which I will answer now. I am trying, you know, to get to the depths of the meaning of the hope, so that inshallah, in every message of hope which you will have, it will be clear for you what we are discussing and what goal we want our spirit to reach, you know, from these classes of messages of hope, so that we can get the benefit of the verses of the Quran, which we will learn over in these classes, inshallah, and the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can realize that the Quran is the source of the healing and cure for our spirits, and it is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the true believers whom they have the correct link with the Quran and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they always have the hope, they are always balanced, they have a goal, they are successful, and alhamdulillah, they have healthy spirit, they have healthy body, alhamdulillah, they are sure and they have reassurance in their life, and the paradise is for them, inshallah. This is the importance of the realization of the facts of the Quran when we realize it with our hearts and with our mind. So the answer for the question, which is, what is hope? Hope is a belief in a positive outcome related to events and circumstances in our life. For example, if my daughter is pregnant, for example, and she has high blood pressure during her pregnancy, and she has diabetes during her pregnancy, I will always, as a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the hope that inshallah she will continue her pregnancy up to the due date, and inshallah she will have a healthy baby. What is the meaning of this? I have a belief in the positive outcome, okay, related to the events and circumstances of my life. Okay, for example, if my son or my daughter, they are in the final year of their high school, okay, I will have always a belief in the positive outcome that inshallah my son and inshallah my daughter will inshallah have the good grades in the SAT, and inshallah they will join the college they are looking for. Okay, I will clarify to you inshallah over the class, what is the importance of this belief in the positive outcome? Okay, how this belief in the positive outcome, okay, is a must in our life to be successful in this worldly life, inshallah, and inshallah to be the in having the paradise, inshallah. Again, the definition, I will mention for you all the definitions of hope. Okay, I try to cover it as I can so that one of the definitions will touch your heart and you will try to feel that I can apply it in my worldly life. Definition is to feel that something desired can happen. Okay, whatever you are looking for, inshallah, it can happen. Hope is anticipating something good to come in the future. Hope is like a road in the country. There was never a road, but when many people walk on it, the road comes into existence. This is the hope, sisters. You make the hope, alhamdulillah, out of what, this is what we will learn over the classes. But you must make the hope in the, inside your spirit. As I am clarifying now, okay, hope is like a road in the country. There was never a road. Was never there. But when many people walk on it, that road which was never there, it will come into existence, you know. This is the hope. You make the future out of the belief that it will be good. Okay? I will clarify to you now this also, but I have to tell you all the definitions. Hope is to believe that you can do things which you never knew that you were capable of doing. Actually, sister, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that before I come to the United States, I was a very, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, shy person. I was working as a pediatrician, but I was very shy. I was always, when we will have a meeting, you know, in the hospital, I will be the last one to sit. When they will tell me, Mona, talk, give your point of view, I say, no, never, I don't want to talk, you know. And I will say it calm voice. No one will hear my voice. They always tell me, Mona, raise your voice. Now, when, my friends in Egypt, they knew that alhamdulillah I am giving classes in Damascus in America and I am recording my classes all over the world, they can't believe it. They tell me, Mona, you are not Mona. This is one different than Mona whom we knew before. How come? This is the hope, sisters. You know, to believe that you can do things which you never knew that you were capable of doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if I see myself when I was 35 years old, that after the age of 45, I will come to the United States, I will be having a meeting like this, teaching Islam in English, I will say, no, this is a dream. It will never happen. How come? How come I will, my personality will be changed, my career will be changed, you know, I will be teaching Islam in English, all of this in Madrid, in America. Very strange, never. But this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, in the messages of hope in these classes, inshallah, I will mention to you stories in life which you can't believe it. But the most important is to have the hope. The most important is to have the belief in your spirit. And because this is the optimistic attitude towards the future. You must have the optimistic attitude towards the future. So long you are a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these classes, inshallah, you will learn about all the ways to have this optimistic attitude towards the future, even if you are living in total darkness, surrounded by all kinds of trials, still with the hope, inshallah, with the belief, with inshallah, you will be always optimistic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will help you in this. Inshallah, we will learn over many classes, inshallah. Again, what is the definition of hope? The hope is the habit of always looking on the bright side. You see what I am clarifying to you now. Always to look on the bright side, and it is the general feeling that some desire will be fulfilled. Okay, this is the definition of hope. So the next question is, in reality, are we in need of hope? Yes, we all need the hope, that is to say, to expect with confidence that you continuously need it in your life. You must always believe that I must have the hope in every second of my life. I can't lose the hope at all. I will clarify to you more and more now. Because having a positive sense of hope for your future is important to every area of your life. Okay, what is the meaning of this, sisters? The meaning of this, if I want to keep my family, to keep my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala successful, I must have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to keep my relation with husband successful, I must have hope that inshallah everything will be always all right with him. If I want to have hope, if I want to take care of my kids with all the problems sometimes they are causing for me, I must have hope that inshallah my kids will be all right, and inshallah my kids are good human beings, and I have the hope that gradually the problems will be fading away, and inshallah I have the hope that everything will be changing, and I have the hope that there it is the word, one word, I have the hope. Out of this hope, I can move and I can act and I can participate and I can fulfill my trust in the worldly life. If I don't have this hope, I will not be able to get out of the bed. You know, this is the importance of the hope, and actually it must be clear in the spirit of every one of us so that we will be after the ways to have the hope in our life from our, alhamdulillah, source of mercy on the earth and the cure, the Quran, and from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I will give you now, inshallah, some knowledge about it. So you must realize and you must make it clear for yourself that you need the hope. Again and again, sisters, I want to clarify to you one very important point. Every one of us has his own life. Every one of us has his own future. Every one of us has his own destination. Okay, I am part of a family. I have my husband. I have my kids. We are all one family. And I have my responsibilities towards them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me about my duties and my trust towards them. But at the same minute, I have to believe that Muna is a separate human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge Muna on the day of judgment. If Muna is not happy, if Muna is not balanced, if Muna is not stable, Muna will not be able to take care of Muna. This is number one, the most important, myself. Then Muna will fail to do any of her responsibilities towards her family. Okay, so the most important now for Mona is that I must have the plan for my life. Not to have the plan from my husband or from my friends or from the people. Okay, it will never work. You must have your own belief. You separately, not related to anyone. I have the hope. Maybe my husband doesn't have the hope. None of my business. Because if I want to move, if I want to work, if I want to do responsibilities, I must have my own hope. Not the hope of my husband. My husband's hope will be for him. My daughter's hope is for her future. My sister's hope is for herself. So every one of us must have his own hope. related to yourself, related to your future in the worldly life, related to your duties towards yourself and the others, and the most important, your hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your hope that inshaAllah my final destination is the paradise. So I cannot say that I don't have hope because others doesn't have hope. Because my husband is very upset and he is feeling desperate, so I also... No, I want to clarify to you this from the beginning of the classes. This is something related to yourself. You are a human being, you have your own life, you will be questioned about every minute in your life, so you must have your own plan and you must be convinced with your plan. Alhamdulillah. And you must be convinced about your responsibility towards yourself and the others. After you have your plan and you are balanced and you have the full confidence that alhamdulillah, I am on the right path, I can check about the others. If they are all right, alhamdulillah. If they have the hope, well and good. If they refuse to have the hope, because there are many people in our life nowadays, when you tell them have hope, they tell you, shh, you don't know my situation, you don't know my problems, you cannot judge me, don't tell me have hope. Okay? This kind of conversation will be actually reflected on you. Okay? So you will start to feel negative. This is totally wrong. I am clarifying to you this from the beginning so that you can get the benefit of the classes. You are a human being responsible for your own self. So when you want to have the hope in the depth of your spirit, so that inshallah you will live, alhamdulillah, the good life which Allah promised those, the true believers in this life and the hereafter, try to live these classes for your own self. Okay? None of my business. Others don't like it, not my problem. Okay, my problem is myself. Inshallah, if you concentrate with these classes, believing that I am in need of the hope, inshallah, you will feel a lot of change in your life with more and more, inshallah, learning the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must believe that without hope, you can't fulfill the goal of your creation, which is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the hope, you cannot be steadfast on the right path. Without the hope, you cannot advance in your education or career. Without the hope, you cannot establish fulfilling relationships. Without the hope, you cannot reach your full potential. Without the hope, you cannot struggle against life trials. Without the hope, you cannot rise every time you fall. Without the hope, you cannot have any good self-esteem. You must always believe that life is full of trials and failure. This fact will never change. You know, sister, this is the reality. This is the truth. This is the importance of the Quran. The Quran is teaching us the truth. The truth is that worldly life is full of trials and failure. Part of the worldly life. Okay? This fact will never change, but what we can change is our attitude. We must realize that successful people have failed their way forward. We can learn to do the same. Don't let failure keep you from trying. Don't let failure motivate you to quit. Allow failures to fuel the fire that keeps you going, the hope. With every failure, I will start to have more hope, inshallah. Each failure can take you one step to success, so long you have the hope alive in your spirit. So it is your attitude, never to lose hope, that can protect your spirit from the damage of failure and also can take you to success step by step. Hope in Islam. Now we know about hope in general, now we will learn about hope in Islam. This actually will be the material of our classes, inshallah. In the Quran and Sunnah, we Muslims are taught about the importance of having the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, He commanded the believers, number one, not to be sad, number two, not to despair. Okay? Inshallah, we will learn about these messages of hope from the Quran. so that inshallah we will realize the importance of this character for the believers. Let me first, before mentioning to you message number one, which is no for despair and no for sadness from the Quran, inshallah, I will just give you some knowledge about the hope in the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is our role model. Okay, we are commanded as Muslims to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model, was living his life in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with the hope of Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all Muslims must follow the same way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to live our lives having the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every minute, in every second, in every event, and in every trial of our life. Now we will learn about hope in Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our role model. I want to start by mentioning about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that every time you feel desperate toward yourself, I can't have this feeling. My Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my role model, he was living his life all the time with the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must have the hope, and I must never lose the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many events in his life which are related to having the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will start by the hijrah from Mecca to Medina. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hijrah from Mecca to Medina showed how much his heart was filled with hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his closest companion, said to him about that, you know, there are people whom they are very close to them in the cave, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assured him. Now we will read from Surah Al-Tawbah to know about this hope in Allah in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the most difficult time, when he was about actually to be killed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him out of his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read Rahman Rahim. Now inshallah, sister, we read from Surah number 9, verse number 40. Okay.
If you help him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not, it does not matter, for Allah did indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out. The second of the two, when they, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, were in the cave, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "Be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us." Then Allah sent down his sakina, calmness, tranquility, peace upon him, and strengthened him with forces, angels which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowermost, while the word of Allah that became the uppermost, and Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
Actually, in the cave, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They were hiding because they were actually escaping from Mecca to Medina. because of the difficult time they were living in Mecca. And while they were hiding in the cave, Abu Bakr saw that there are some of the people of Mecca whom they are following them, and they become very close to the cave. So Abu Bakr whispered to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if any of them should look under his feet, he would see us. Actually, three of the followers from Mecca, they become very close to the cave of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was hiding with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was worried about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and about the message of Islam, that if those people of Quraysh can catch Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be the end for Islam. So Abu Bakr, out of the fear for Islam and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Prophet Muhammad these words, that if any of them should look under his feet, he would see us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmed him down, saying, O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two persons, the third of whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, sister, this is the hope in Allah, and this is the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close. This is how it will give you the calmness and the tranquility in the very difficult times. Another brilliant scene that shows the Prophet's hope and trust in Allah is the incident involving Suraqa ibn Malik. Abu Bakr narrated that Suraqa ibn Malik, this also one of the people of Quraysh, he was following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Actually, he became very close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also Suraqa, after they left the cave. That one was after them, and he became very close to them. So Abu Bakr told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have been caught because Suraqa is so close. O Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, don't grieve, for Allah is with us. Again and again, it is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet invoked evil on Suraqa, so the legs of the horse sank into the earth up to its belly. You know, this his horse was down, you know, and the sand was covering the horse of Suraqa. Suraqa then said, I see that you have invoked evil on me. Suraqa escaped and he realized that there is something going on. How come every time he tried to reach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, his horse will be upside down and the sand will be all around? So Suraqa was afraid and he returned back. Later on, Suraqa said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please invoke good on me, and by Allah, I will cause those who are seeking after you to return. Okay, there were other people looking also for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suraqa returned back and told them that they will never be able to find Prophet Muhammad, and he prevented others from seeking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us all reflect upon these experiences and work hard to change and improve ourselves, so that inshallah we will have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to clarify to you one important point, sisters, for your spirit, is that it is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which makes Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be calm and to give the feeling of calmness to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and alhamdulillah to act in the right way, you know, at the time of trials. You know, this is the problem of, you know, the people, that at the time of trials, they lose hope. When you lose hope, you become panic. When you panic, you always take wrong decisions. Then the problem will be more complicated and more complicated. Because from the beginning, in the depths of your spirit, there was no hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at the time of trials, okay? We are always, subhanAllah, feeling that the issue will be complicated very quickly and everything will be upside down and I will lose everything. What can I do now? Let me take a quick decision. Okay, and all of this is wrong, because if you have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deeply rooted in your spirit correctly, Insha'Allah, you will be always like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having this calm attitude and tranquility in every minute in your life, in the time of trials and in every time. Now, insha'Allah, I will start with you to give you the summary about, to give you a hint about the first message of these classes, which is, don't despair of Allah's mercy. We will learn now from the Quran. Five verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believer not to despair. So that you believe that hope is one of the rules of Islam. Okay, when you tell me, Sister Mona, why you are after hope, I tell you because we are commanded to have hope. You told me how we are commanded to have hope. There is a verse of the Quran calling us to have hope. I tell you it. There is a verse of the Quran commanding us not to despair of Allah's mercy. This means that we must have hope. Now I will mention to you these five verses of the Quran, and inshallah we will learn their meanings in details, and we will learn how to get the benefit of the message, first message of the hope, which is don't despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahim, let us sisters now open Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, and we will learn about not to despair of Allah's mercy from verse number 87. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is, yeah, sisters, you know, you can keep these verses with you and know their number, so that at any time you feel that, you know, the trials are so complicated, life is very difficult, what can I do? Get these verses, read them, so that they will give you the hope and they will give you support, and you will realize that there are many people whom they are living many difficult, more difficult situations than you, but they never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will learn now about, you know, this first verse. In every verse which I will mention it to you, I will tell you all around the verse of the Quran, so that inshallah we will be, that inshallah, sisters, so that inshallah you will always realize that you must have the hope every time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved others whom they have more difficult problems out of their hope in Allah. Inshallah, Allah will save you in this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Actually, I will read for you verse number 86 and 87 so that I can give you the message related to these two verses of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qala innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah wa a'lamu min Allah ma la ta'lamun. Ya bani yazhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhih wa la tayasu من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
He said, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah, and I know from Allah that which you know not. O my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf, Joseph and his brother, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve.
Okay. So now, sisters, I want you to reflect on these verses of the Quran. Actually, these are the words of Prophet Jacob, who lost his son Yusuf or Joseph, and his Benjamin. He lost two of his sons, okay? Actually, he has 11 sons from a mother, then he had other two from a different mother. The other two were the youngest, and they were the most beloved to him because always the father is close to the youngest. Prophet Joseph was the closest to him and his brother Benjamin. Prophet Yaqub lost his son for 40 years. You see, sister, 40 years. Okay, this is from the books of the tafsir of the Quran. In spite of the fact he lost his son for 40 years, then he lost the other son in between, through these 40 years. So he was losing the two beloved of his sons. Okay, and he was saying this verse of the Quran, which every one of us must have it as a rule in his life. Okay, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah. Only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he clarified why he is only complaining to Allah, because he know from Allah that which you know not. Okay? This is Prophet Jacob, the believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the believer that Allah is the only power and only will and the only source of mercy. So to whom I am supposed to complain? To complain to the one who has the power and the will and the mercy, or to complain to the handful of dust which I am living with the human being? And this is the meaning that he knows from Allah which they don't know. Okay, this is what we believers are supposed to know from Allah. Allah is the only power, Allah is the only will, Allah is the source of mercy. When I complain to the one who can make a change. Only Allah can make a change. So when I only complain my grief and sorrow to Allah, to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am a true believer in your oneness. Oh Allah, I have full confidence and hope in your mercy. Inshallah, and again, sisters, I am sending this message now in every class, and I want you to try it, okay, whoever is listening to my classes. The second, you send the message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity that, oh Allah, I am a true believer in your oneness. Oh Allah, I have full hope in your mercy. The same second, Allah will make for you an outlet from any problem. Okay, you will not understand the meaning of the outlet, but the outlet will be there, and the change, inshallah, will happen, and the circumstances will change. But it is only up to you, because we are living the test of the worldly life, to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your sincere belief in His oneness and your reassurance in His hope and help and support only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the spirit which have these two qualities very clear, the second you send the message, inshallah, you will realize my words, the second something will change in your life. So don't be overwhelmed by the problem. No. Try to get your spirit and to make it close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. This is the solution for any problem. This is the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am very sick, when I have one of my legs, I can't walk and eat normally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me another test. Now I start to have the pain in my other knee. Subhanallah. I will not be all the time, why Allah? What happens to me? This is because of age. What kind of movement did I do? Why the doctor cannot find? No, I will not be busy with all of this. I will be busy with only one issue. To you only, Allah, I complain. And I know that it is up to you only to make the change and to give me the cure. The minute you know the cure is better for me, the way I will walk, which will be better for me. Maybe now when I am weak and I am not walking normally and I am not doing much of my activities, maybe this better for me. Oh Allah, I accept. But I still have the full hope that it is only up to you, inshallah, to make the change in my situation. The second you send a kind of message like this during your trial to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Him only, complaining to Him only, having the full hope in Him only, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy and will make for you an outlet in your situation up to His knowledge, up to His wisdom, up to His power, up to His will, not up to our points of view, which is always wrong, because we know not, we have knowledge not, we have wisdom not, and alhamdulillah, all this is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Prophet Jacob knows from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what his sons doesn't know. He said to them, oh my sons, during 40 years, oh my sons, go and inquire about Yusuf. Okay? And his brother, and never give up hope of Allah. This is the message of the Quran, okay, that never give up hope. This is what I am sending in the first message of these classes for every Muslim, for every believer. Never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Why? Because the one who despairs of Allah's mercy is in reality not believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality, you will never lose hope in Him at all. And actually on Saturday we were learning about the creation of the heavens, and in one verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ra'd, which we were learning on Saturday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He is the one who can raise the heavens without any support. Okay? And actually, we agreed on Saturday that whenever you look to the heavens and you start to reflect, that the one who can raise these heavens without support is the one taking care of you. So what kind of problem you will have if Allah has the power to keep the heavens in their place without any support? Insha'Allah, Allah has all the power to solve my problem in the best outlet, which He only knows. I have the full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every minute I look to the heavens and to the sky, I tell to myself, Alhamdulillah, I am full of hope. So long the heavens are there, I am full of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the believers have to live their lives, alhamdulillah, full of hope. Your spirit is full of the positive feeling. All the time positive feeling. You are in great need of this positive feeling, sisters, for everything, for your spiritual health, for your body health, for your relations with others, for your relation with life, for your trust in the worldly life. You are in need of this positive feeling of hope in yourself, in Allah. This is actually the words of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Jacob. Again, Prophet Jacob, his sons told to him, you are still having the hope of having, again in the Quran, in the same surah, I will get it to you inshallah now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so that you know his sons were not aware how come he had this hope for 40 years. He again replied to them that he knows from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what they don't know. But now inshallah I will give you the second verse of the hope in this surah, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 110, and inshallah we will close and we will continue next week. Now we will read the second verse related to having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. It is in the same surah, surah number 12, verse number 110. This is also very important message for every one of us. A'udhu billahi, surah number 12, verse number 110. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hatta idha istay'asa ar-rusul wa dhannu annahum qad kuzzibu ja'ahum nasruna. جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. Okay, I will read it because it is read. They were reprived until when the messengers gave up hope. You see, this is the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave up hope and they thought that they were denied by their people. Then came to them our help, and whomever we willed, we were rescued. Okay. Now, you see, sisters, I will stop again with this verse of the Quran, because actually if you try on this verse, if you reflect on this verse of the Quran, it will give you a lot of hope all with inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that when the messengers gave up hope regarding their people to follow, you know, their call. Actually, Prophet Nuh, he called their people for 950 years, and only 11 or 9 people, they follow him. Okay, and actually it was the case for many messengers that, you know, Prophet Saleh and Prophet Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Hud, many, you know, messengers, they were calling the people and their people were not following them. This is what I clarified to you, sister, that when the messengers gave up hope and thought that they were denied, then came to them our help. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ja'ahum nasruna, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he willed. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be sure, sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will never make someone who is a true believer trying to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living Islam as a way of life in reality, not from outside, having the sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him to feel despair of Allah's mercy. So long you are a true believer in Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your spirit from the feeling of despair. Because the feeling of despair means full destruction of the human being in all the aspects. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, will always protect the spirit of the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them to have the hope so long they believe in him, so long they obey him, so long they realize that Allah is the hope, Allah is the will, Allah is the power, Allah is the mercy, so long they are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah they will be always living the life of hope. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with this introduction to the classes of message of hope, that you start to feel inside your spirit that I have hope, I can have the hope, I am positive regarding my future, inshallah everything will turn to the bright side, there is always a light after every darkness, inshallah I will never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this introduction, we will start inshallah from next week to learn more and more about the message of hope, and this is inshallah now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, and from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.